Pittsburgh becomes Pickletown this week when hundreds of players converge for a pickleball tournament downtown. 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports, this unusually named sport is growing in popularity in western Pennsylvania.
On a weekday afternoon in Pittsburgh's South Hills, a few dozen adults are gathered in the South Point Courthouse in Cannonsburg. They're standing within taped yellow boundaries, sneakers scuffling the gym floor on what is normally an indoor tennis court. They're hitting what looks like a bright green wiffle ball back and forth over a short net with soft, square paddles.
Goes back, and now they're trying to come in. She's going to try to put the ball away, and the ladies won the point.
This is pickleball. It's a paddle sport that originated on the West Coast, made its way to Pittsburgh, and is being played by more and more people each year.
The serve is underhand, and so it's a much slower game in a way in terms of the ball movement, and it's easy to learn because you can serve it underhand instead of overhand.
That's Bob Unitic. He's been playing pickleball for about 4 years, and he's an ambassador for the sport. He promotes the game around the country.
So it's usually played as doubles, although often it's played as singles. The court is 44 by 20 feet, the size of a badminton court. The serving team is the only team that scores, so you usually play to 11. You either get a point or you lose the serve to the other side.
The game starts with an underhand serve over the net. The receiving team has to wait for the ball to bounce once before they can hit it back. There's an area of the court called the no-volley zone, about 7 feet from the net.
There's no charging the net and hitting hard volleys, so you have to get very used to where your feet are so you don't step on that line. That's the biggest rules thing people have to absorb.
It shares a lot of rules with tennis and badminton, but it has differences. The ball is denser than a wiffle ball, and scoring is different too. Sally Schrafinski has been playing with her husband Lou for the past 5 years and says she loves the game because anyone can play it. She says partners of different ages make particularly good teammates. Older players are more calculated in their strokes and can serve as a nice balance to their younger partners.
Obviously, the younger people can run much faster and get a ball that an older person might not be able to get, but the older person will place it much more strategically.
Unlike in tennis, the paddle is light and easy on the joints, and the ball moves more slowly. For people with disabilities or younger children, that creates a low barrier to entry. It's especially good for people with muscular problems like Parkinson's disease. Lou Schrafinski says the best way to teach a new player? Throw them on the court.
Getting a paddle into somebody's hand and letting them try it and letting them see that in a very few short minutes, they can actually play the game and have fun, even at a beginner's level, I think is the key.
Since the Schrafinski started playing about 5 years ago, the pickleball scene in the Pittsburgh region has exploded. Sally says in the South Hills alone, there are nearly 200 adult players. And that's not counting the younger crowd. A recent tournament had over 400 teen participants. Bob Unitic says nationally, pickleball is played by around 3 million people. And the atmosphere at some of the matches, he says even the 60-plus crowd doesn't shy away from a little trash talk.
It's very competitive. It's as competitive as any sport. That is, we hate to lose. We're playing for fun, but we're out there to win.
This week, more than 400 players will meet at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center for the Pennsylvania State Championships. And about that name, pickleball. Unitic says no one is absolutely sure, but it may have to do with a wiffle ball retrieving dog named Pickle. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
Oh, why'd you get that through the net?